Well, my top priority is to have a good working relationship with the city council and to make sure that the government process in Urbana is open to the public and as cordial as we can be. And, you know, I've met all the council members, and I think that we will have a good working relationship. The immediate questions will be about the budget. Many cities, including Urbana, have seen revenues get hit hard, the income tax and the sales tax because of the recession. And in addition, the university made some changes so that we will be getting $250,000 less in utility taxes. And you have to balance that against the fact that we need to increase some services. I think people would like to see more police. We have to deal with the problems on Philo Road. So fortunately, there are some things that are going to come online that will bring in some new revenue.
What's coming online in terms of revenue?
Well, the Walmart is being built, so that should increase the city's sales tax. And the O'Brien Auto Park is also going to bring in sales tax. There's development at Lincoln Square, and we have the Orchard Downs thing to deal with. That might take a few years before we start getting some revenue from that.
Getting development in Urbana and getting the kind of development you want would seem to be a challenge. How do you go about reviving the Philo Road Business District or downtown if businesses seem to show little interest in moving in?
Well, I think there are businesses that are interested in moving in. I've talked to some developers who would be interested in the Kmart site, for example, but apparently Kmart has an unrealistically high price on that property. So that's something that we're going to have to deal with. And if we can get Florida Avenue extended to High Cross Road, that'll also stimulate business in the Philo Road area. And there's businesses, of course, that are going to go up along High Cross Road as a result of the Walmart. It's just a question of looking. But I've heard some very good ideas for development of Philo Road. And as far as I know, the major hang-up is the price of the Kmart property. So that's something that we're going to have to talk with that company about.
You mentioned earlier that you want to keep good relations with the city council. This is going to be a substantially different council than 4 years ago. How do you see things working out, especially at times when people deeply disagree on issues?
Well, I think it's possible to disagree. I mean, it's very likely that people are going to disagree, but it's a question of what does that mean. For some people, if you disagree with them, then you're on their enemies list. And that's not how I operate, and I don't think that's how the city council members are going to operate either. I think we're going to take it from the standpoint of, first of all, I'm asking them what are their priorities for their ward and what are their priorities for the city. And we're going to sit down and figure out where we agree, and we can do those things first. And then where we disagree, there may be some education that needs to take place, and people might, you know, learn more about something and change their opinion. I also want each alderman, alderwoman, to take us on a tour of their ward so that all of us can see what the situation is. And I think we're going to understand things better by actually seeing things and talking with people in various parts of the city.